Hey everyone, I'm Kari.
Hello everyone, I am free.
And this is CSI Talk. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back another week, another episode of CSI Talk. Hi. This is a safe space for you. Before we get into today's episode, this is a safe space for you, okay? We forgot to say it last week, but this is always going to be a safe space for all of us, okay? This is our safe haven, you know, our big CSI family. And before we get into the breakdown of last week's episode, which was really great, we just want to give a small thank you to Eric. Eric, thank you so much for listening to us. We were really glad that we were able to help you in your research to come back to CSI, to come back to the CSI world, you know. So thank you so much for listening to us. It really does mean a lot. You know, we love you. We love your character. Greg has always been one of our favorite. We love him. And we were over the moon when Greg came back. And
when he was announced to be coming back, we were over the moon.
Yeah. So thank you so much, sir. Thank you. We really appreciate it. We were not expecting that. And thank you. It really made our week, our month, our year. Also, for all of you guys that have Amazon Music, our podcast is now available on Amazon Music and also on Audible. So if you guys want to listen to us there, you can add our podcast to your library and listen to us for free there. If you have Amazon Music and Audible. And well, so last week's episode, great episode. I love that episode, actually. I did.
Yeah. It was really good.
It was a really great episode. So, the episode begins with a casino party. That's something that we hadn't seen before. A casino party in the desert. With an investor, Mr. Flynn. He's trying to sell it out to another investor. A group of environment protesters is outside testing for habitats. And then an explosion happens. So we immediately go to a ransom scene. Josh is getting rid of some experience that he made apparently with horses. Or ponies. I don't know. And he says it didn't fit in the trash, so he has to get rid of it. And Josh gets another call from Trey. And Ellie says that Trey is always very persistent. And Josh is like, yeah, he is. Wait, I know that, but how do you know that? And Ellie said that Trey asked her out. Not once, not twice. But four times.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously couldn't take no for an answer. You know, guys, no is a no. Okay, it's not a ask me one more time. It's not a try it harder. It's literally a no. So they get another call, but this time it's to go to the scene. So according to Max, Mr. Flynn, he had to fulfill a few hours of gambling in the desert. And he was hosting that party to fulfill that role. And then a rover, like the one they use in Immortality, also kind of like the one they use in Mars too. It's being used now. And they said that there is no more explosives. So Max sells Ransom to go and mark the perimeters. And Allie's like, oh, let's want to mark the perimeters. It stays on friend duty. So Allie has to mark the red zone where only the CSIs can go in.
Because Josh says his favorite color is yellow.
Yeah. But, and also, in the meantime, Catherine and Max, they're going over the victims. And Catherine is able to ID some of the victims from her dad's business, including a leg. They find the disembodied leg. Okay. And then Josh finishes his perimeter. But gets an explosion as a reward. I just have something to ask from the writers, from the CSI writers right now. Stop blowing up the CSIs.
Exactly. You guys have an obsession with that.
Stop blowing up the CSIs, okay? Brad gets blown over. Brad gets blown over. Sarah gets blown over. Nick gets blown over. You know, everyone gets blown over. Well, except for maybe Grissom.
No, Grissom does get blown up in grave danger. Grissom does.
I mean, we're going to break down on grave danger in the future episode, but stop blowing up my CSIs. Hey, what did they do? They're literally out there solving crimes for a living. Stop blowing up my guys. And Max is pissed, to say the least. She's angry because she thought there was another bomb, as all of us did. So Josh, he can barely hear anything. And Trey calls him again. Because there's another, like, 4 calls from him, you know. He had called Josh 7 times, and then he called Josh another 4 times. Josh, have you ever heard of blocking someone?
Nah, he doesn't believe in blocking.
And he makes the decision to go after Trey after he gets a text from him telling him that it was about his mom. So Max is pissed as Wilcox, the guy that is overseeing.
The bomb technician.
As she should. That was literally her kid out there. I kid you not, you know, Josh and Penny, they are her kids.
I kid me, everybody is, except for Kat and Greg.
And Bo, maybe.
Yeah. But kind of like the step-sibling. Oh, another step-sibling. But closer than step-siblings, but not as close as sibling. If you kind of get what I'm trying to say.
But I like to think that Josh was like, this is not like her firstborn. It's not her firstborn because it's like Josh is to Max what Warwick was to Grissom.
There we go.
Yeah, that's the analogy I was looking for. That's why Max is so angry and Wilcox, because If Josh was anywhere near that bombing, anywhere near that explosion site, he could have died.
Yeah. But not only does Max yell at the bomb tech, when the bomb tech tells Max that you're not my boss, Serena comes up. Like, I don't feel like you're going to be working for the Vegas PD much longer.
I'm pretty sure Serena really did file a complaint against him because he didn't really win over the whole side. Well, as he should, I mean, he should have gone through the whole side, not only the, not only where
the epicenter.
And yeah. So Bo shows up and they have to look for the bomb pieces. And him and Allie, they go question the victims. And Ralph Cicero, the owner of the casino across the street, is still helping. That's kind of suspicious when the suspect is either too healthy or not healthy at all.
But look at the daughter.
Flynn's daughter shows up and they have to tell him that he is dead. So Josh goes to Trey and Trey's like, oh, you couldn't have even showered? And Josh is like, dude, what?
Yeah.
I just left a crime scene. Josh called his own mother by her name. So I think we can inform her that Josh doesn't really have a good relationship with his mom. I'm going to say it later. I have a theory. I'm going to say it later. So Trey is actually hoping that Josh will get rid of a dead body for him because he tells Josh that someone broke into his house and OD'd. And Josh is immediately suspicious of that. He doesn't believe that somebody just broke in and OD'd. Brad, Penny, and Chris arrive. Chris is obviously annoyed at Greg.
Catherine and Greg get a quick reunion. They mainly start joking with each other.
Greg tells Catherine that unretiring looks good on her. And Greg says that whoever finds the bomb transmitter, he's going to buy them drinks. Ellie and Bo, they are working where Josh blown up, but they only find propane.
They only find propane, which they each find suspicious.
And a shrapnel.
Yeah.
And Greg keeps talking while Penny and Chris are working. And Chris is like, Bombing 101. Yes, we know that. And Penny's like, it's always good to revisit. And it doesn't really seem like Greg has any clue that Chris
okay, can we go back a little bit? Before Josh goes boom, I actually put Josh go boom in my notes. They find 7 feet, but 3 victims.
So, Penny, actually, she found the bomb's detonator. And she said, drinks on Greg. Now the question is, did Greg really pay her the drinks that he owned her? While back in the lab, Bo tells Max and Greg that the second explosion was an accident because a piece of IAD shrapnel actually hit the propane container and made it leak until like a little spark from the first blast ignited the blaze. So the second blast was a complete accident. So Max actually was the one that realized that the bomber had a specific target in their mind. This was not a terrorist attack. Because if it was a terrorist attack, they would have targeted everyone at their party. Because if you really think about it, it was a place where a lot of rich people were. So if it was a terrorist attack, they would want to make a statement. And the way to make a statement was to kill a bunch of people. And to take more of a bunch of people. And they didn't. Only 3 people actually died. So it, oh, if only three people actually died, that means they had one specific target on their mind. Now, the CSI's job now is to find out who actually was the target all along. So Catherine was actually right in her IDs and the ME said that all of the victims had barrel, which happens when you're too close to a blast wave. A sudden pressure differential between the air around your body and the gas containing internal organs, including
And
organ failures. Go ahead.
the Emmy also hates when they only give them body parts because it's weird paperwork with spare limbs.
I mean, it really must be because, like, it's he has to fill the paperwork and he has the drawing of the body. He has to actually circle the body part that he has with him. Oh.
And then we go to the next scene with Josh's ear sister bell ringing. Serena comes in and Trey lets it slip he met Allie. Josh explains what happened. And Greg is still the DNA guy inside.
Yeah.
And she says, let's go back to where it all started.
So I just want to say something to Josh. This is a message to Josh. Get better friends.
Thing is, this was a childhood friend. It's sometimes really hard to
Again.
leave childhood friends, especially if you're extremely close like those two were.
So,
Even if you're just teenagers and you have to leave them and you were friends when you were little, it's very hard.
they have to go back to the hospital to find the person who missed a leg. And it really reminded me of Cinderella. Fun fact, actually, kind of gruesome facts right here. And the Grimm's brothers tell the stepsisters of Cinderella. Actually, they cut their toes to try and set their seeds on the shoe. It didn't work, obviously, but that's really gruesome. It reminded me of that. So they go to the person that lost their food. They lost the food. Their name is Van, and they are non-binary. I'd like to give a shout out to our non-binary listeners because we love you all.
We do.
We love you all, okay? So they try to interrogate them, but they are really in so much pain. And Serena's like, "Oh, you remember all of that, but you don't remember where Mr. Flynn was standing, where that person was standing." And Ben is like, "Lady, I'm in so much pain. I don't remember all of that." I mean, obviously, of course, they couldn't. So Prince retrieves the crime scene on his computer, and Greg thinks it's really cold, but the killer is not there. So Greg has the idea to run DNA on the mask they found to place on the map on the crime scene that Chris recreated to have an idea where everyone was, which is actually a great idea, to be honest.
And so Chris made the video of the bomb, a virtual bomb, and then he looks over to see Max, Catherine, and Greg all going through the masks. And as I put in my notes, three more experienced CSIs have fun running DNA.
So Ellie goes to Josh's lab with his permission to try and reconstruct the table that actually housed the bomb. And Max is like, "Oh, you're here without Josh?" So
Better not break anything.
they actually realize that Flynn the plan, the bar plan, was actually the intended victim all along. So Serena and Catherine, they think that the daughter did it, and they were able to put the daughter in the scene.
Not once, but twice.
Not once, but twice. Yeah, exactly. But as it turns out, she was not the killer. So, yeah, as you said, Greg, Allie, and Catherine, they run the mess. So, Josh and Serena have lunch, and Josh wants to take Serena to Maui. But Serena doesn't like that Allie knew about Trey before her.
Yes, because she remembers Josh telling her about the phone call from a friend, but Josh did not tell everything with Trey, and Allie met Trey.
Yeah. So Josh actually wanted to protect Trey because they grew up together. And Greg and Bo would
Bond oval liquid latex.
Yeah. So can I just, before we get into the next thing, we can definitely see the cracks between Josh and Serena. They're trying to grow the cracks between their religion. Okay, so Dragon Ball, they bond over liquid latex to take the prints of the token box. And Josh goes to Trey's house, and he finds the drugs. Apparently, yep. It's where Trey always keeps the drugs. And he...
Idiot.
And he takes it to the lab. So Max and Bo, they go and question the lady that actually handled the toolbox, and she said that Haley, Flynn's daughter, was there in disguise as a worker, and she was there to let Rhonda, one of the protesters, to try to let her in, to try and talk to her dad. But the CSI is actually thinking that she did it. So Josh is running tests on the drug that he found. It was actually methamphetamine with methamphetamine with levamisole. Okay, if I mispronounce that, I'm really sorry. He found out that his victim was actually allergic to the last substance. That's what killed him. He ran the substance 3 times.
Without a case number.
So Max found out what he was doing. And she tells Josh that he was a loyal friend, but he needed to remember who he was. So,
then we go to Greg and Catherine. And Greg asks Catherine for advice. She calls him Grego. Greg wants to go back to school for his doctorate and at the same time come back to CSI. And he has ripped through 5 books and ended that scene. He calls himself Dr. Gregory Hojem Sanders.
I absolutely love that, and I think that everyone from the OG team will be proud of him, especially Grissom.
Yes. It's now we have 2 doctorates in our group.
Like, who would have thought that MTV boy would want to become a doctor? Greg, he previously had told Catherine that they needed to find out whoever sold the tote box so they could reverse engineer it so they could form the suspect. So that's why he helped Bo on Trace, and they found out that the Trace actually came back and it was from Ralph. You know, you guys remember him? He was the owner from the casino from across the street. He literally killed the competition because he knew that Flynn's daughter would never, and that is the police outside. he killed Clint because he knew that his daughter would never build a casino.
And then Catherine talks to Haley. And Haley then says that she's still not going to build it. So they said, so he's still going to get his way. I don't think Haley's, I don't think so, because I don't think it'll die in prison. But this way, Haley is not doing the same steps as Catherine, because Catherine still built the her father's casino that her father wanted to be built. But Haley is not.
Yeah.
I think that shows the different generations.
Yeah. Also, the actress that plays Haley, it reminded me a lot of Sabrina Carpenter. I don't know why. Well, so, Trey calls Josh to call up the cops because Josh called the cops on him. And Trey actually feels betrayed. Trey says, "You forgot who you are." And Josh said, "Being around you makes me forget who I've become." And Trey tries to use Josh's mom against him. You know, classic manipulative behavior. Serena arrives to arrest Trey, and Trey wanted to hit him. And
Josh kind of did antagonize him a little bit.
I mean, who wouldn't? Love that for him. So I have a theory. I actually told one of my Twitter friends about it. So, my theory. They have been bringing up Josh's complicated relationship with his family a lot. And he did tell the medical examiner that is working right now that he had a complicated relationship with his father. It seemed like it was a very abusive one. He tried to get his mother to do something and she didn't do anything. And I think that in the end, Max was the one who fulfilled that mother figure that he needed. I think Max is the only one that actually knows how rough Josh's life was in the past. So I think that in this last couple of episodes, something's gonna happen, because like Trey seems to be a big part of Josh's family. I think that they're probably gonna bring up someone from his family. And that is gonna, and they are going to try and mess with Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Josh. And that's gonna be pretty rough. And Serena is gonna be like, "You never told me about your family, you never told me about this and about that." And I don't think Josh actually told anyone besides Max what happened. I don't think she told anyone besides her what happened, because she needed a mother and she was the one who fulfilled that spot for him. That's why he would do anything for her, anything at all. And I think in the end of the season, his family, they know how important, or maybe I think even his mom knows how important Allie is to Josh. So I think they're going to try and use Allie against him. Josh is going to break down.
Or Serena.
Yeah. Or Serena. I don't know. I don't know. I think Serena's going to try and going to break up with him before that happens. Maybe he didn't even know who Serena was. You know?
Yes, it seemed those two really talk a lot because he was avoiding all of the calls from Trey.
Yeah.
Until Trey said, "Your mother is sick."
That part might be true.
So, like,
I think that nobody from Justice family over Serena, but they definitely do know about Allie, or at least his mom does. So maybe they're going to try and do something against Allie, which is going to drive our boy crazy. I think he's going to try and do whatever he can to save her, even if that means breaking CSI protocol. I don't think he's going to go too far. Because this whole thing is, it seems like you have got who or I know as it's around you, I forgot who I've become. It seems like they want Joss to return to a past that he doesn't want anymore. So it very much seems like that something could happen to him. I don't know, guys. It's just serious that I have. Even if it doesn't happen like this at the end of season two, because we only have like 3 more episodes of season 2. Then we go to season 3. Maybe they're just building this up until season 3, which would be a great narrative, by the way.
Yes.
Which would be a great move, too. It would be a great move because although they have been teasing us all along with this storyline, this complicated storyline, I think there's more to it. By the looks of it, I think the Folsom family there might be more to it than we know. I think they might be one of the crime family in Las Vegas. Or maybe Folsom might be his mother's name.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe he chose his mother's name because he knew if he decided to stick with his father's name, they would never let him work at the CSI Las Vegas lab. Because his father might come from a crime family. But just to see you guys, we've never seen, we didn't see the 3 remaining CSI episodes, so we don't know what's going to happen. But, personally, so Brie, what episode are we talking about next week?
If I remember correctly, we're doing Compulsion from season 5.
We're doing Compulsion from season 5, which, by the way, Eric said on the last stream that it was his favorite season. We're not doing this because it's his favorite season. We literally just rolled the dice on Google and we got the numbers 5 and 17. So we're doing episode 17 from season 5. But yeah. While CSI Vegas. During the summer, while we wait for season 3 of CSI Vegas, we're going to be doing something else. It's a little series that we're going to be working on based off a very cool article that we read. It's an in-depth series of some episodes. That Collider listed from CSI Crime Scene Investigation, and we're going to be doing an in-depth analysis
of the episodes we have not covered.
So yeah, Grave Danger is going to be one of them, and it's going to be a 2-parter episode of Grave Danger because
it's a 2-parter.
Yeah, Grave Danger is a 2-parter. It's more than 1 hour, so yes, yeah, so we're going to be covering that. And you guys, you cannot just wait to do this because we're gonna start with a bang because we're gonna start with one of my favorite episodes, which is one of Mars' favorite episodes too. If you watch the live stream, you know, but I love that episode. So thank you so much for listening. Love you guys so much.
Love y'all.
Don't forget to check out socials, okay? It's at csi.talk on Instagram. Our Twitter is csitalkpodcast, and our email is csitalkpodcast@gmail.com. If you have Amazon Music, we are at Amazon Music and Audible. Okay, if you want to add us there, if you want to follow us there, we're there. Yeah. Well, love you guys so much. Bye. See you soon.
Love y'all. Bye.
Stay safe, please. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.